We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally.
Hello, it's Kate with you here today. So today I want to talk to you a bit about headaches. Are you someone who deals with headaches a lot of the time? Many of the clients that come to us have dealt with headaches for so long that it just can become my normal headache or my regular headache, or headaches run in my family. But even if you've dealt with headaches for a really long time, that doesn't mean this just is something that you have to accept. What we need to do is start figuring out, why are you having the headaches you're having? I know for me in the past, when I'd spend a lot of time on the computer, especially at work, I would get this like achy feeling that was kind of behind my eyeballs. That was really not a very comfortable situation. And there were a few times as well where I actually got a migraine, even though I'm not someone who's prone to headaches. The problem was that I was spending so much time in front of the computer, and it can be strain on the eyes. And you're also dealing with a lot of EMF radiation when you're in a situation like that. How many of us deal with electromagnetic frequencies on a regular basis now, in terms of, do you have a laptop in front of you? Do you have a cell phone in your pocket? Are you constantly carrying around some wireless device or wearing a wireless device? Like AirPods is one that was out fairly recently, which I've never really caught on to, but it's something that I know a lot of people wear. And you're putting radiation in your ears when you're doing this, because it's wirelessly connecting to your phone or to wherever it's transmitting the signal from. And so radiation is going to have an impact on our head and can lead to headaches. Our body, when we're in a healthy state, there's a frequency that we vibrate at. And when we introduce these other frequencies to our cells, to our systems, this can change the system's frequency and create dis-ease or lack of health. So if you're someone who's dealing with headaches and you have been wearing AirPods or an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or spending a lot of time on your computer, this could be a contributing factor here. Another thing that can be a really big contributor if you're dealing with headaches a lot of the times is mold. Mold is one of the main things that we test for, but the problem with mold is that the body's not able to function properly when mold gets into our system. Yeast is a big one as well. So mold and yeast are both going to be problematic, and they're going to make it so that the body can't function properly. We also have parasites, which is one of my favorite conversations. This is a conversation that I never used to have with anyone. Years ago, I thought parasites was like, oh, you know, I went on a foreign trip and I came home and I had an upset stomach. I thought that was parasites. That was the only way that someone in North America would deal with parasites. But they're actually a lot more common than many people realize. They say, you know, 90% of people or more actually have parasites in their system. And it's not because you're dirty. It's not because you haven't been eating clean or you haven't been washing things properly. We come in contact with them in so many different ways. They're in our food. I like steak. I don't like my steak well done. I like my steak medium rare. So there can be parasites in that, in red meat, when it's not completely fully cooked to death. There can be parasites if you like sushi. There can be parasites in vegetables as well. So this is not just a red meat eater thing. That can be a factor here. There's parasites in our water supply. If you have pets, you can get parasites from your pets. If you like walking barefoot in the grass or on the beach, basically we need to realize that parasites are a part of life. But when it comes to headaches, rather than thinking that having a headache is a sign that you have an acetaminophen deficiency, this is a sign that something's not functioning properly in your body. And this is where I always like to look and see why. Why are you having the symptoms you're having? Why are you having the headaches? And this could be from things like mold, things like EMF radiation, things like parasites, heavy metals. There's a bunch of different things. But ultimately, what I hope that you'll understand eventually, especially if you keep watching our show or listening to our show, because we talk about this often, is that we need to figure out what's the cause. Why? Because otherwise, they are going to be your regular headaches. They are going to be something that you have to deal with all the time. And a big contributor, or a big area in the body that can play a role when it comes to headaches or skin issues, or a lot of the things that we've been conditioned to believe we need to treat from a surface perspective, headaches can be connected to your liver. So if your liver is not functioning properly, if your liver is sluggish, if there are too many toxins overwhelming your system, this can show up as a headache. And so a super simple thing that you can do to help support your liver is to drink some warm lemon water. A bitter is really helpful in stimulating the liver and kind of giving it a kickstart and getting it to start functioning better again. And then there's also some other things we can do as well, but one of the big contributors here in why the liver could be sluggish is things like high fructose corn syrup, which isn't everything, I'm sorry to say. It can be alcohol, caffeine, all of these things are going to be strenuous on your liver and your liver is going to have to detoxify them. But if the liver is the reason that you have the headaches, it's the liver we have to pay attention to and give the support to. And this is why, like I said, it's not about focusing on the surface. It's not about focusing on, okay, I have a headache. I need to give something to my head to make it go away. I need to figure out why I have the headache and what support does my body need to start functioning properly. So today was just a short episode, just talking a bit more about headaches, because I know this is something that a lot of people deal with. And what you need to understand is that, A, you don't have to just accept this. You don't have to just keep popping Advil or Tylenol, which ultimately are taxing on the liver over time and can contribute to more headaches. We need to figure out what support does the body need so that things get back into balance again and so the headaches can go away, because they're a pain, literally. Hopefully you found this valuable. If you got anything from it, please, or you know anyone who struggles with headaches and could use some support, please share it with them. And if you have any questions or need any help further, send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Is headache something you've been struggling with for a long time? And what things have you found are helpful in improving your headaches and reducing the frequency of them? And if you'd like support, be more than happy to help. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the next one.